Believers launch an emergency response to Niger's food crisis. A special project in Southeast Asia grows by leaps and bounds. And a Christian aviation group calls for help with an Indonesian program. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The president of Niger is dismissing reports that his country's experiencing famine, but the facts are glaring. 2.5 million Nigerians are currently at risk for starvation, and 800,000 of them are children under the age of five. Bill Horan of Operation Blessing says they're delivering truckloads of food to 64 starving villages.
What we're doing is feeding folks, and that is certainly the most urgent matter, is to try to save people from starving to death.
OBI's humanitarian aid is a tool to support ministry outreach. Horan says they're working together with others to be most effective for the gospel.
Operation Blessing is viewing this as a disaster relief situation. This is the same way we'd react to an earthquake or a fire or a tsunami. We're trying to save lives. And our most useful way of doing that is to provide resources to faith-based organizations who already have infrastructure.
Pray that people's physical and spiritual hunger will be met. Next, Uganda's HIV/AIDS rate appears to be on the rise again. 5 years ago, the country led the war against the disease, successfully dropping the rates over 20%. That's why the reports are so alarming. To address this, AMG International's Paul Jenks says they formed a partnership in southwestern Uganda. Through it, they'll launch a new AIDS clinic on August 20th.
We've started a project to minister to young girls especially, but also some young boys are involved. The older girls, when their parents die, are often given the responsibility to care for their younger siblings.
Jenks says the clinic will provide both education and medical care to Bunganji, a rural village about 250 miles southwest of the capital city, Kampala. But he adds it's about more than that.
The whole project is based in our child care ministry, and we offer the opportunity both at the clinic and in the child care facilities for children to hear the gospel and to respond.
You're listening to Mission Network News. A Christian who was imprisoned for violating Pakistan's strict blasphemy law has just been released on bond. 60-year-old Yusuf Masih was arrested June 28th, accused of burning pages of the Quran. Since he can't read, he wouldn't have known. Masih was released from jail on August 6th after posting $4,200 bond. His release is a miracle, as most blasphemy cases take years for any kind of movement. Meanwhile, Farms International's Joseph Richter says there's been tremendous success in one of their Southeast Asian loan projects. Over a year ago, one of the churches helped by Farms became self-supporting. They sent a worker to a nearby unreached island. Word came back that the response to the gospel was overwhelming.
They sent two more workers, and these workers found that there was a real interest in the gospel. And within the first year, there were 1,000 adults baptized, and the latest report is there's another 2,000 waiting.
Richter says that shows the tremendous potential for the churches to support even more growth.
Those people are being discipled. We're also going to be helping them with irrigation pump projects, and now they feel with irrigation they can grow a lot of their own food, and it'll be very profitable for the Christians there to have this type of help.
And Mission Aviation Fellowship is raising $400,000 to establish their Sumatra, Indonesia base. Because of the love and self-sacrifice of so many Christians, MAF has been invited by the Indonesian government to stay for 2 years to help relief and development agencies rebuild tsunami-devastated areas. It's all being done in Jesus' name in a Muslim area that saw 127,000 lose their lives. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sat7's free Atlas of Change Lives is available by calling our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It tells amazing Sat7 salvation stories and makes a great prayer guide for the Middle East and North Africa. That's Sat7's Atlas of Change Lives at 1-800-995-4828. You can also get it at our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.